Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, it is 7:40 on this Wednesday morning. More and more people getting vaccinated here in Michigan against COVID-19. The eligibility has expanded statewide to include everybody 50 and older and 16 and older with a disability or an underlying health condition that puts them at risk. Not children, not yet. However, Moderna has begun a study that will test its COVID-19 vaccine on kids under the age of 12. Joining us right now to talk about the importance of making sure kids understand the importance of vaccine is the chief education officer at the Van Andel Institute, a Michigan-based research and science education nonprofit, Tara Tarango. Tara, good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How does the Moderna vaccine testing on children impact children here in Michigan and their families?
You know, I think just like anything, when you hear about it happening to someone else, it's kind of in the back of your brain. But when you hear about it happening to you or people like you, it kind of comes to the front of the brain. So I think as kids hear about, you know, kids their age starting to get tested, I think it it just might bring it more to the forefront and help them, you know, generate some questions about what does this mean for me? Should I take this? How does this work? So I think it just generates a lot more questions.
Sure. And as their parents and grandparents and people that they know are getting vaccinated, their teachers, of course, it brings that conversation to the forefront. How should teachers and parents and others be talking to kids about the COVID-19 vaccine?
Yeah, I think it's really important just to do so, first of all, to have those conversations, because if it's just left out there, you know, you never know what's going on in kids' minds. And sometimes just being a kid can feel so powerless. You know, there's so much happening around you that you can't control. And certainly you had a pandemic on top of that, and that can really exacerbate things. So having that conversation and sharing with them, you know, some of the history of vaccines, some of the diseases, you know, there's so many diseases that are practically eradicated. Talk to them about how polio, you know, used to be so prevalent and smallpox, things like that, and how vaccines have really made a difference and you know, helping us lead better lives that are free of some of these really atrocious diseases.
Well, you raise a really good point. Kids do often feel powerless and helpless, and if you just brush it off like, oh, we're going to get a shot and everything's going to be fine, that doesn't really explain how it works, why it's important. The Van Andel Institute, by the way, has an online program that helps kids understand vaccines a little bit. Maybe you can tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure, yeah. We wanted to help teachers do just that, and parents, if they wanted to tap into some resources to help inform, you know, their kids and their students about, you know, how vaccines work and the history of them so that they can feel empowered. So we created a project. It's basically a project-based learning unit. It's a series of 10 lessons. It's all totally free, but really thorough and really engaging ways to help kids understand how diseases work. So like one of them, we try to do a lot of sort of simulations and games. In one of the lessons, they get to pretend like they are an antibody, essentially, and trying to identify that pathogen. And they see how, when a vaccine, essentially showing them a picture of that pathogen, how much easier it is to identify and kill that pathogen once you know what it looks like. So, you know, you can take really, you know, complicated concepts like how vaccines work and distill them into something like that where they really get it and they can really learn about that. They can learn about Blossom the cow. So there's just really relatable stories about how they learned that milkmaids weren't getting smallpox because they were, you know, exposed to cowpox from someone like Blossom the cow. So there's some great stories and resources in there to help students understand how they work so you can empower them. But then we like to take it further and have them do something about it. So once they learn about the vaccine, we have lessons in there that take them through how they can create a commercial that really shows off what they know and shows, you know, how they can either persuade folks to get vaccines or just inform them about how vaccines work. So give them something to actually do to be part of the solution.
What a great idea for kids and for their parents, too. I think there are a lot of us that are kind of mystified by how, you know, vaccines work, why it's important to get the shot. I think everybody could benefit from this.
Yeah, I certainly learned a lot just in helping, you know, the team put it together. You know, I certainly learned some things, and it's empowering for everybody, for sure.
Is this accessible to anybody? You know, if maybe a teacher wants to use it in the classroom or a parent wants to introduce it to their kids at home?
Yeah, it's a free set of lessons. You can go to blueappleteacher.org, and at the top there's a yellow banner where you can download the project. It's called Vaccination with a capital N. So yes, if you're a teacher, you know, you can download it. If you're a parent, you can use it for your, you know, your own kids, or you can tell your kids' teachers about it, and they can do it at the whole class.
All right, very good. BlueAppleTeacher. Was that a .org or a .com?
Org.
Okay, thank you. I want to make sure that we had the right the right tag there. Tara, thanks for telling us about this. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks so much for having me.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye.